Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We have a doozy of an episode prep for you folks here today. We are going to be bringing on Henry Hastreiter, the Brilliantly Dumb Show new intern. He was brought in 2 weeks ago, and we are stoked for this. And what I figured we do, if we're going to be bringing on a new intern to the Brilliantly Dumb Show here, first, it's got to be approved by Benny the Jet, our producer. He has been approved by the Jet. He's been approved by myself. But I did think if we're going to bring him on, it's only right. With the production that we've got out of Mikey Beardown, cuz with the production we've got out of Joey Coldguts, it's only right that they get part of the approval process here. So for our Mikey Beardown, cuz and Joey Coldguts segment, we're going to be bringing on Henry Hastreiter, the Montana native. He's the new intern of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, and we're going to interview him. We're going to do a live interview of Hastreiter to see what he's got and to see if we're going to keep him a part of the rocket ship here. I think so. I think he's got a lot to offer. I love the name Henry Hastreiter. I've been telling him the name, the Joey Coldguts. Joey Coldguts cannot pronounce the name right for the life of him, so I'm sure he'll botch that a few times. But Henry Hastreiter is the story of the show today. New intern, Brilliantly Dumb Show. So we're going to be doing a live interview with him, then jump into our Bear Down Cuz Joey Coldguts prize pick segment. We just hit a $5,000 parlay, which was very nice. That definitely doesn't hurt. But before that, before we even get into all that, and then of course close down with the Ask Bob segment, ladies and gentlemen, we head right on into our buy or sell segment of the show here. What did you see during the week that you liked? What did you not like? Where are you buying your stock in? What are you selling your stock in? It could be food. It could be an athlete. It could be a restaurant. Anything. Buy or sell. To get the ball rolling here, somebody that I would like to buy stock in without question. I've bought my stock in this man a long time ago. Buy your stock in Pat McAfee of the Pat McAfee Show just signed a 4-year, $120 million deal with FanDuel. And I got to tell you, we have had Pat McAfee on the show, former NFL punter. I love this guy. I think he is incredible. I think his energy is unmatched. I think the show that he does, incredible. He has my ideal setup to where he's on the stage during his show. He's got all his boys to the side of him working as producers. They chirp in at the right time. I love Pat McAfee. I love everything that he stands for. He was phenomenal on the show when he came on with me. And if you asked me a guy that I admire the most or I look up to in the industry that I'm in, Pat McAfee would be the guy. Again, I just think his energy is unmatched. I think he brings so much to the table. Love me some Pat McAfee. Go ahead and buy your stock in Pat McAfee. Monster deal. 4 years, $120 million. He was working with Barstool Sports, decided, hey, I want to go do my own thing. I want to do this independently, which I love. And boy, oh boy, did it pay out. 4 years, $120 million. Next thing that I am going to buy, we have two buys in a row here. I am buying Wingstop, and Wingstop's been around for some time, recently been hammering it on DoorDash. For so long, I've kind of neglected Wingstop and just the fact of how good a 10 piece of wings with fries are. We ordered it yesterday for football Sunday. Wingstop brings the action. They really do. They are consistent. You know what you're going to get. I think it's phenomenal. You load up the ranch, you load up the blue cheese. Wingstop bangs every single time. Not an ad, just calling it like I see it. Next Sunday, football Sunday, do yourself a favor, get Wingstop. I think they are on the money. Mind you, we're getting it delivery. Travels very well. And it goes to show you, it's probably better in the store. Everything always is better at the restaurant. Wingstop, absolute just money. Week after week, phenomenal football Sunday yesterday. And boy, did it hit the spot. Something that I'm going to sell. We got another food item here. Something that I want to sell is the lobster roll. Now, I love the lobster roll. I think the lobster roll is always good. Who doesn't love lobster? You put a little bread on that, add some butter in there. It's a quality thing every single time. However, got a lobster roll the other day, and the problem that you have with the lobster roll every single time is that it's never enough. You're always left hungry. And you have to rely on the restaurant to give you a big load of French fries in order to satisfy the appetite. The lobster roll is never enough. Another thing, do you order it hot? Do you order it cold? I spend about 10 minutes every single time prior to ordering a lobster roll, figuring out if I should order it hot or I should order it cold. I think the restaurant should put the recommendation of the way that they recommend it to come out, or just put it one-sided. You either only do it hot, you either only do it cold. Price is always high, and the lobster roll just never seems to be enough. It's never enough food. So damn good, keeps you wanting more. High price, sell the lobster roll, unfortunately. And now we're going to buy stock. What we're going to do is I want to buy stock in Molly Quorum, ESPN First Take host. Beautiful, beautiful gal. Recently just got divorced with another ESPN employee, Jalen Rose. And I got to tell you, I knew weeks ago that something was up, that something wasn't right, because Molly Quorum has been bringing the action on First Take. She's been getting a little bit chippy with Stephen A. Smith, which I like a lot. Again, I find that to be somewhat of a dying show. Ever since they booted off Max Kellerman and rotated in guests, I think ESPN First Take has really been taking a nosedive, and it even shows that in the ratings. But Molly Quorum is newly single. I think Molly Quorum is spectacular. She's getting more involved into the show, and I think you're going to see a big career move coming from Molly Quorum. I think ESPN First Take host is a terrific platform to then branch out, maybe have your own show, maybe take a bigger role. Molly Quorum, not just gorgeous, phenomenal personality, now is really getting involved. And again, getting very chippy with Stephen A. Smith on the show recently, recent divorce to Jalen Rose. I think Molly Quorum is back and better than ever. Keep an eye out for Molly, and keep an eye out for a possible upcoming career move. Maybe Fox throws the bag at Molly. I don't know, but I will tell you this, buy your stock in that young lady. Something that I am going to sell that should have been sold a long time ago. I don't think anybody could debate me on this. I am selling the New York Jets as a football franchise. I mean, this team has been absolutely abysmal for the longest time. And last night, I'm watching the Bears game, and I'm watching Justin Fields, who has to go into Lambeau Field against a very, very tough, if not maybe the best team in football, Packer team. And Justin Fields was spectacular. They lost, but he was absolutely spectacular. The New York Jets last year had a chance at Justin Fields, and instead they went with Zach Wilson, who at the time, from what scouts were saying, seemed to be the right pick. As of right now, he does not look like the right pick. And I know that you could continue to say, I've even said it, that you got to give Zach Wilson a chance. He's playing with a very, very subpar roster. They barely have an offensive line. They barely have offensive weapons. So it's hard to point the finger at Zach Wilson. But then you look at a guy like Justin Fields, who comes into Lambeau last night, Sunday Night Football, doesn't have a good roster himself, has a head coach that's about to be fired, has a general manager that's about to be fired, and absolutely lights it up. Every year as a New York Jet fan, by about week 6 to 7, you are automatically rooting for draft picks because the season is already chalked up as a loss. So you have to root against the Jets to get high draft picks. And we always do get the high draft picks, but we don't draft right. You got to be able to draft right. They miss year after year after year. And I truly don't see any time in the near future the New York Jets being good. I really don't. They got Seattle's draft pick upcoming this year. They got their own draft pick coming this year, which are going to be two high draft picks, and they'll probably botch those two. It's an absolute mess in New York, an absolute mess. And boy, would things be different. There would be a little bit of a bright spot had they locked in the pick for Justin Fields. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to take us over to our prize pick segment. Henry Hastrider, new intern of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, getting the nod here today. He's going to be fielding questions from myself, from Mikey Beardown, cuz, from Joey Coldcuts. Got a feel for the young man. Can he deliver here on the big stage? We're about to find out, and then we will go into the Ask Bob segment, prize pick segment. A lot to look forward to on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. In the meantime, we are moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Manscaped, because who else would the Brilliantly Dumb Show be brought to you by? The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming are leaving 2021 with new product. Clean yourself into the new year with their ultra-premium body wash. Also, special offer alert, use the code 20BOBBY for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. 4 million men already trust Manscaped. Time to join them, and I can guarantee you all 4 million have a phenomenally clean ball sack. Do 2022 right. Get it off to a good note with Manscaped, bringing out products across the board. And again, get 20% off with free shipping using promo code 20BOBBY, 20BOBBY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code 20BOBBY. Happy New Year to your balls. Do it right. Do it the only way. Manscaped. We'll see you over there. Manscaped.com. Protect your ball sack today. Joseph, while we wait the arrival of Mikey Beardown, cuz, we just went to Zara. You totally misled Teddy Dub in regards to the bomber jacket. You told him it was a reversible bomber jacket. That is not a reversible bomber jacket.
No, I didn't say reversible. I said it was two jackets in one.
Teddy, he said he was two jackets in one. Wouldn't that pretty much infer that it was reversible?
It's a big difference saying it's reversible. It's a jacket underneath the other jacket. So I think you can unzip it and you could wear it as a separate jacket. Mikey V, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, boys. We're back.
We're early. We're ready. Where the boys are fired up today. Let me tell you.
Some now, would say they're back in town.
We're excited for this because Henry Hastrider, the Montana native, is the new member here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. But before he really gets initiated into the team, I actually thought, out of respect for you two and everything that you two have done for the program, I felt that it was best that you guys get to ask him some questions and kind of run your interview process and get to have that before we solidify him as our intern here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey V, how do you feel about that?
That's fine.
That's all you're going to give us? This is how things are going to run today?
Is this a professional interview or is it not? Is this supposed to be some type of gag? Because, I mean, if you're asking me to ask this young man questions, that's fine, but I have some prepared questions that I'm ready.
Oh, you do? You
do? I do. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
All right, Cold Cuts, you always
got a lot of questions, Bob. I got a lot of questions to ask.
Well, Joseph, just remember, he's our intern, all right? So don't belittle the guy.
I just have a lot of expectations, Bob. I'm going to go out on the right now and say it. You know, I have high hopes for this kid.
Let's bring him in. This is the new intern of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Coming on for his interview right here. Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Henry Hastrider. Henry Hastrider, welcome to the big show. Phenomenal set of hair right out of the gate. Hastrider, if we could just take you off mute there, big fella.
Ooh, off to a rocket.
Sorry about that.
Now, Henry, first off, welcome to the ball club, my man. Welcome to the squad.
Thank you very much.
I got to ask you, Henry, what do you know of Joey Coldcuts and Mikey Beardown Cuts?
You know, I only know from what I've heard on the podcast a little bit. I followed them both on Instagram and I got a little content going, but I heard seeing their content, but I'm excited to be a part of this and get to know him a little better.
Okay, well, Henry, here's what we're going to do here, okay? Because I wanted the boys to be able to ask you some questions that I think they've been on their mind and, you know, really, really solidify you into the Brilliantly Dumb team. So we're going to run a couple questions by you, Henry. All right, just answer them as honestly as you possibly can. We're going to start off with Michael Villani for Henry Hassrider.
Hank, you mind if I call you Hank? Or do
go
you not go by? Okay, Hank.
Go for it. You guys call me whatever you want.
I guess the first question I have to ask right out of the gate is, what kind of Wi-Fi are we running up there in Montana? Because we got a little tin can feedback. That's got to be my first question.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm working with what my apartment's got for me here.
They need to do better. But welcome to the team. I'm excited to get to know you. First question is going to have to be in terms of your proficiency with the computer and with graphic design, whatever it is that you do, how is your proficiency level in the Microsoft Office suite, in particular Excel? Are you proficient in Excel?
Yes.
You know, my Excel experience is not too bad. I took a computer modeling class last year, so I've got a little bit of experience with the Excel documents.
Okay. That's good to know.
Checks a box.
I only have one more question. It's a scenario question. Okay. It's a scenario based question and it could be a little difficult if you need to, you know, buzz in or buzz out and you know, you got to take a breather, go ahead. No problem.
Sounds good.
The scenario is this, you're aware of our prize picks, what we do with the gambling picks.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The scenario is it's Sunday. The boys have delivered a 3-team prize pick parlay, but the power play option, meaning that we have to hit all 3 picks in order for the public to get paid and for us to get paid as well. At the end of this afternoon slate, 2 out of the 3 picks come in and hit. Unfortunately, we lose the play. 2 out of the 3 picks that came in and hit both belong to Joseph Coldcuts. They were his picks. He went 2-0. And unfortunately, myself, now, again, this is hypothetical because this doesn't happen often, but in theory, my pick is a loser pick. Okay. Now, after that scenario happens, you get a text message from Joseph and he says to you, "Hey, Hank, I want to post a graphic mashup of my picks showing that they won and Beardown was responsible for the loss." He says that to you. I catch wind of this. And I intervene and say, "Hank, you better not put that post up. Better not happen." Now, Bob is unavailable to you at this time. He's doing something. He is not available. He's out of the picture. You can't call the supervisor. That answer is out the window. What is your final decision there?
That's such a good question. And by the way, Henry, a scenario that you might come across.
Yeah, that sounds right up my alley here. You know, it might have to be a story post. It might not be a feed post. Might have to throw it on the story.
Do you tag us or no?
Maybe make it just for cold, just a cold cuts post, clean and dry.
Right. You tag him, you know he's going to share it. So.
But Henry, do you now worry, okay, if I put this up, Beardown now is going to be upset with me because Beardown's on a heater prior, and now all of a sudden Beardown's going to be upset because we're spotlighting Beardown as having a bad pick and spotlighting Beardown in a negative way. Do you worry about that at all, Henry?
You know, if I'm throwing one up on the story for cold cuts, I might have to make a mashup of winning picks from Beardown later. Might owe him one if I'm only doing cold cuts for one.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to tell you, I like the answer and I like that he stuck to his guns. And I'm not, listen, I recognize you have to stick to your guns. I think he gave a direct answer. I don't think he tried to, you know, a lot of people would have panicked right there. A lot of people would have got the deer in the headlights. I thought he came through with a solid response, to be quite honest. I think he could have flip-flopped. He could have been wishy-washy about it. I don't think it went that way at all. I think he made it a tough decision. And that's what this business is all about, is making very tough and sometimes unpopular decisions. Hank, I give you a lot of credit. Thank you for your responses.
Thank you.
Let me ask you something, and then I'm going to transfer it over to Cold Cuts for his question, because I know he's got a few questions. Okay, you're doing great so far, Henry. Absolutely great.
I'm going to have to pat him on the back, Bob.
you are going to a dinner reservation. You have a 7 o'clock PM dinner reservation. It's 7:10. GPS has you arriving at 7:12. Are you calling the restaurant to let them know that you're going to be late?
You know, for me, that 15 minute mark might be the key for that one. If I'm going over 15 minutes, might have to call. Inside 15, I think I can squeeze it in.
I like it. I like it. Cutsy, you being the hospitality guy, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I have no issue with that. I'm
okay,
fine.
And Henry, I'm going to ask you one more thing, and then we'll transfer it on over to Cold Cuts. You have one last meal you could ever have, okay? Death row, one last meal. You could put a plate together. What is Henry Hastrider putting together as a plate?
All right, this is going to be a little bit of a niche pick right here. Chinese food place in Nampa, Idaho. It's called the Hong Kong. They've got the best orange chicken fried rice you can get.
Oh, Bear Down just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Sure did, Joe. Sure did, Joe.
Do you like that, Bear Down?
Yeah, I do.
He can't even hide it.
You cannot go wrong when you go to the Orient.
All right, Hastrider, you're doing great. I think you're doing great. We're going to send you on over to Joey Cold Cuts. This could go anywhere, Henry, and then I promise we'll let you go.
All right, here's the deal, okay? These guys are a little bit easier than me, okay? I'm going to put you to the test here. I'm going to give you four questions rapid fire.
All right.
Because in my experience, when I interview people, I see when you have less time to answer, that's when the most organic questions and answers come out, and that's how I'm going to be able to rate you. Four of these questions are going to be related to prior podcasts that we have had, okay? So I want your answers based on these questions. First thing that you get, you're going to answer it straight up, and we're going to go based on that. Are you ready for the four question rapid fire?
I'm ready. Let's go.
The first question I have for you, you have to pick one movie. You get two choices, Jaws or Jurassic Park. What movie are you going with?
I think I'm going to go with Jurassic Park. I'm not a huge fan of the ocean.
Fucking fantastic. We're going to move on over here, okay? You have a chance to have, you have a sister who is going to be married to a father-in-law or a brother-in-law, potential brother-in-law. You have the choice of having Conor McGregor be your brother-in-law. Do you take him up on that, or do you say, you know what, he's not good enough for my sister, I'm going to move on?
As somebody with no sister and somebody that's a massive UFC fan, I got to go yes. He's one of the greatest of all time. It's Conor McGregor. Just as a huge UFC fan, though.
All right. So. I didn't like the answer on that one, but so far you're one for two. Okay, we're going on.
Is he the greatest of all time, or is he the greatest promoter?
I believe he said one.
I would say he's probably the most influential of all
okay.
time. Sure. I'll say that.
No problem.
The third question I'm going to ask you, okay, if somebody put a gun to your head, okay, and they looked and they said, on a menu, if you see crab legs, okay, king crab legs, are you going to specify that those belong in a category under sides, or is that an entree selection?
Great cue.
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that it's not something that you order straight up at a steak restaurant, I feel like, but it does come on the side of the steak. So I think that it really has to do with what the restaurant put on the menu as. If it's on the app, on the starter,
I want to know what you think it should be. What is your thought?
I don't think it's a starter. I don't think it's a side.
No,
right,
the question is a side or entree, not starter.
I think it's part of the entree.
Yeah, it's an entree. Okay. Last question. I want to know, are you familiar with the Burger King Chicken sandwich? If so, I want to know if you've had one. And finally, I want to hear a full description review of whether or not you think it belongs in the upper echelon of chicken sandwiches with relation to fast food joints.
Sadly, I've not had one. I'm familiar, though. I'm good. How about this? I'll get one after the Grizz basketball game tonight, and I'll send it.
Okay, so here's your first assignment as the brilliantly dumb intern. Is your job is to get a chicken sandwich tonight or whenever you have a chance. I'll give you up until tomorrow evening. You are going to have the chicken sandwich, and I want a full review tagging me and Bear Down Cuz with our tags, and I want not just a review, but I also want a score out of 10 indicating what level you think the chicken sandwich is and if it's elite or not.
Sounds good. I'll get that done tonight after the Grizz put up a W, hopefully.
I have no further questions at this time, Bob.
Henry, and you know what? You could put that chicken sandwich on the Brilliantly Dumb LLC. Okay, we'll reimburse you for the chicken
good to know,
sandwich.
Bob. You're really going all out for this kid. sandwiches. Yeah, that's really...
How about Cuts giving the kid a deadline already?
I mean, it's unbelievable. First off, Joe... Me and Baird asked questions. We asked two questions each. He comes in with four and then puts in the deadline on top of that.
I just had one follow-up to Cutsy's first question. When you indicated that you're afraid of the ocean, does that fear stem from interactions with sharks?
Potentially? He clearly said he liked Jurassic Park.
I heard what he said. I just want to know, is the fear of the ocean stemming from the possible run-in with a shark?
Little bit. There's a lot of unknown out there that I can't see.
You're goddamn right, Duris.
Yeah, I'd be a hell of a lot more scared of a fucking T-Rex than a fucking shark. I'll tell you that.
That's fairy tale land.
Henry, you did a phenomenal job. Okay, not an easy task for you. You came in. I thought you did a phenomenal job. Welcome to the program. Welcome aboard the rocket ship. Welcome aboard the mission. We're happy to have you, big fella. And
I'm stoked to be here.
We're happy to have you, my man. You're off to the Grizzlies game now.
Yep, the Grizz are playing the Southwest Assembly of God University American Indian College tonight in men's basketball.
Say that three times fast.
I thought we were talking about the fucking Memphis Grizzlies here.
I did too.
I was going to say hi to John Morant.
Wait, hold on. We're not done yet here. Hold on. I was thinking the Grizzlies too. Come to think of it, you're from Montana. What game are you going to tonight?
Men's basketball. So I work in sports marketing for the athletics department. The men's basketball team is playing the Southwest Assembly of the Gods University American Indian College.
What is that?
Mouthful. What's the line in that game?
I don't know. It's going to be a blowout probably is what we're looking at.
All right. Well, look, Henry, you do that. And go get yourself a chicken sandwich after. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the team. We're happy to have you. All right.
Well done, Fassbender.
Thank you.
Hold on. Nice meeting you, Hank. We're not done. We're not. Just one more thing. Joe, Henry, how do you pronounce the last name? It's Hastrider.
Hastrider. You nailed it.
And what did Joe say? Was that Fassbender?
Yeah, that's his nickname. I gave a Fassbender.
All right. Welcome
Hank,
to the team.
He looks like a Fassbender to me, Bob. Is
Hank Fassbender.
Yeah.
All right, Hank. Welcome to the team, my man. You go enjoy the game, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Henry. Take care. Yep.
See you guys.
I think Cutsy and I went with the good cop, bad cop routine there a little bit. I think it played out nice.
I think it plays.
Now, if we do an analysis of his answers, the first one clearly went to Cuts with the Jurassic Park.
Sure did.
Second one was a horrific answer with the Conor
McGregor. Why was it a horrific answer, Joe? Because he didn't answer it in your favor?
Well, I will give him the benefit of the doubt. He said he doesn't have a sister. So it makes sense. Same camp as me. So the second question went to Beardown. Third question he said was a bit of a hybrid. He sees with the crab legs.
Yeah, he went a little giant.
Should have been more. Yeah, he should have.
The Chiking sandwich review will show me a lot, Bob. The Chiking sandwich review will definitely show me a lot. I will say this. I am impressed with the fact that he's willing to get his assignment done right away. He said he's going to get on it tonight. So that to me shows a good indication that the kid's ready to get down and dirty. So
Beardown, do you believe he gave
the deadline?
Is that unbelievable?
That was quintessential Cuts. Quintessential Cuts. And the third question, Cuts, I do agree, and not to bring politics into it, but he went John Kerry flip-flop on the Alaskan king crab leg.
He was a little scared at that point.
He went flip-flop, but that's okay. That's okay. Listen, he was catching it from all angles, and considering that, I think he did well.
Yeah, he did okay. He did pretty well. I'll give him that.
I'd be curious to see him at that team that he's going to.
What is it, Alliance of the Sun Gods fucking stadium?
I think he said the Southern Children of Christ Navajo Indian Methodist College University.
That is on mountain time, folks.
All right, let's get into a little bit of prize picks here, okay? First things first, out of the gate, we actually will play the clip. Lord knows Beardown has played it a few times. I came down very hard on Mikey Beardown Sunday because I felt that Joseph has quietly been white hot I mean,
I wouldn't say quietly, but he's been white hot. He's been white hot, undeniable. Quietly.
Yeah, he's going to let you know that he's hot. He's going to let you know that he's hot. But he really has been white
six
hot.
For six this week.
And I felt
100%
that lately Bear Down has really been cold. I think he's really been cold. And I think in a way he had been able to hide behind the fact of Cutsy's picks were been being so good. Now,
wait a minute.
No, I think he just did the typical, you know, the NBA, the one guy gets really hot. You give the rock to the other guy and you let him keep shooting,
and,
you know?
By the way, I mean, Monday night play.
How many
Monday night? Wait. Monday night play, Thursday night play, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, right?
Well, the Monday night we didn't release to the public. So we did win, but no one else got on it.
We did the Monday night, didn't we?
No, that was a Bills. That was a Ramondre Stevenson pick that I gave.
Correct.
That wasn't on the public, but we
did. We went 3 for 3.
We did. And then on Sunday morning, we still hit the flex.
Thursday night we hit the flex.
And Thursday night we hit the flex too.
But here comes the praise. Here comes the praise. And Jed, if you could go ahead and fire up that video. Our buddy who was here watching the game came inside. I was very upset and I pointed to the camera and I said, Cutsy's been hot. Bear Down needs to step up. And the Bear Down saw the video prior to the Sunday night game. Again, this was not released to the public. We gave the Sunday afternoon game, so shame on us, but it was a last-minute game. What Mikey Beardown Cubs does is he gives 5 picks in the Sunday night
game. He gave four.
Yeah, Cuts gave the Aaron Jones.
The Aaron Jones, and then we collectively as a team, sorry to interject, I said I hated the Mooney pick. We swapped that out, and Cuts did give 4 other picks.
Cuts gives 4 picks. Cold Cuts gives 1 pick. 5-team parlay. We put $500 on it and walk out of there with $5,000, our biggest hit to date. And I do believe that sometimes if you light a fire in Mikey Beardown, it was one of the first times I've had to light a fire in Mikey Beardown, this is how he responds. And it makes you wonder, Joey Cold Cuts, should we be harder and expect even more out of Beardown than he's already given?
Well, I will say this. No one is harder on Beardown than I am. Lord knows I'm you know, I test him all the time, but part of it is because what you say, I know that I can get the best out of this young man here by getting it under his skin at times. And to be quite frank, Bob, I will say you deserve some credit. You know, you're sitting on the sidelines. I am the first one to come down on Bob. I am, but sometimes Bob, he knows how to trigger us. And he did so in a way that got Beardown really fired up and he delivered a hell of a pick. Now, the flip side of that, Bob, is you're not getting off the hook just because you won $5,000. You have been terrible the last few days in terms of just the attention to details with putting these picks in, missing the mark. You're putting it needs to be addressed. Beardown, am I on a solo island here, or do you agree?
We've had a couple stutter steps out of Bob.
More than a couple stutter steps. I mean, Bob, you're late to release the picks sometimes.
The tagging was a big issue the other day.
Not even just the tagging is getting the picks out or not putting them soon enough so the public don't get them and making mistakes saying it's a power play when it's a flex. I mean, those things, Bob, those need to be, you know, you need to be better on those. Now, you do add a lot to the group. So I'm not going to bring us down because we're hot right now. But I just would like to say, you know, and not only that, Bob, okay, I delivered on Thursday night a KJ Osborne pick that hit. It was never in doubt. I'm working my fucking balls off at work. This guy, Beardown, shows up at the other restaurant in the hotel, okay, tells me minutes before, well, maybe not minutes, I'm exaggerating. He tells me a couple hours before, oh, yeah, we're coming to the restaurant. Place is packed. It's a fucking Thursday night. So I get them a reservation. It's not my restaurant. It's the other restaurant. I tell the other manager, you know, we got to take care of them, do whatever. Get the guy a complimentary bottle of champagne, a round of drinks. I take care of for the guy. Okay. I look on my phone. I go over because I'm getting fucking worked to the bone. Okay. I didn't have a minute to go see the guy.
You look like you've been worked to the bone.
Cut. Yeah. There's no bone showing in my facial structure. But my point is, I go over there, okay, and I go to talk to Bob, and he goes, yeah, Cutsy, you just really missed the mark tonight with the Freiermuth pick. And I'm like, what Freiermuth pick? I didn't take Freiermuth, I took KJ Osborne. And he looks at me white as a ghost, and he goes, oh, dear God. And I go, what? He goes, Don't look at the story. I look at the story and my phone is popping off. Okay. Popping off with DMs. Oh, Cuts, we know that you missed blah, 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 this and that. And I have to watch a fucking Pinata Farm video of you bench pressing me saying Bear Down is carrying the load. Meanwhile, I have gone this week 6 of fucking 6. I have not missed a pick. So I'm not over exaggerating. Yeah. I'm not going out of. Yeah. I'm not over embellishing this, Bob. I have not missed the pick.
The Pinata Farm. Nothing gets the blood pressure going like a good old Pinata Farm.
The fucking Pinata Farm. And then the DMs flowing through. So, Bob, I'm sorry, but when I got to say you got to be a little bit better, you didn't even know what pick was mine, dude. I'd like a little bit of accolades when I go 6 for 6 in the week. Am I wrong?
The reason that
I got heated up there, but Jesus.
I had Bear Down make a video of him bench pressing Joey Coldcuts to show that.
Unbelievable, bro.
I had him Bear Down bench pressing instead of the barbells that he was doing. It was Joey Coldcuts lying.
All of this while I'm giving this guy I'm giving him the world on a platter. Here,
I'll say this. As far as the reservations go, Joe, is there anybody more appreciative than me?
No, but I'm saying to do all of that, I'm taking care. I paid for a round of your drinks.
That's very nice.
And I got a bottle of champagne sent to the table.
Very nice of you as well.
Plus, I got you a table so that you didn't have a place to watch the game. I go over, I'm fucking dripping in sweat, and I got to see a Pinata Farm of me fucking getting bench press saying, you know, and I got people DMing me, bro. Like, people are like, fuck, these guys are like piranhas.
I know, I did, yep.
The followers are like piranhas. As soon as they see that I don't make a pick, it's like these guys are fucking taking little bits out of me, dude. And I've been fucking as good as it gets. I have not missed a pick.
I'll take accountability for that.
Not this week, no. No.
Of course, in general, Bernard, I'm saying this week I went 6 of 6.
You know the problem that
you're at a 10 right now on a heat check, 1 to 10, 10 being the hottest. Last week I said an 8, a 10 this week because it's a perfect week.
And I will say this too, just 1 second, then you can go. Is Bear Down and I have never been more aligned. I'm looking at picks, and what I started doing is I start sending 3 or 4 picks to the Gambler's Digest, saying this is what I like. Today was one of the first days I sent a pick. I think he liked every single pick that I took. I said half of them he was going to use himself. So yeah. On tonight's flex, 3 out of 5 picks are the ones that I put in. And yep. And quite frankly, at this point, I don't care. Last night I took 1. I'll give 3, 2, doesn't matter. But yep. Baron, at this point, I don't really think it matters who the picks come from. As long as you and I are seeing them eye to eye
That
we like where they're coming from, we are really in unison, dude. We're in sync right now. And I just don't see it stopping anytime soon.
Sorry, Bob. Go.
Can I tell you do you mind if I have the floor for a second here, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm done.
You mind? Can I tell you what it's like betting with this guy on a Sunday? This is just the Sunday night game, okay? The problem that I'm having with betting with Coldcuts right now, okay? He puts in the prize picks, okay? He's got 50 different bets going on at one time. He's screaming at the Packer game yesterday because they're running AJ Dillon, which I have no idea why he's yelling. He had an over on how many carries Aaron Jones would have.
I love that bet, though. I do love the carries.
Yeah.
I love a good carries bet.
This is what he's got. This is just last night. This is just a Sunday night game. Aaron Jones, because he writes it down. He left it at my house. Aaron Jones over 12 and a half carries. Aaron Jones over 60 rushing yards. Aaron Jones touchdown. Packers win. Packers minus 12. Justin Fields over 12 fantasy points. Aaron Rodgers over 18 and a half fantasy points. Davante Adams over 85 receiving yards. Montgomery over 13 fantasy points. Aaron Jones TV. Don't you think, Bear Down, that that's a little too much, that he needs to tone it back a little bit so that there's – I love action, but isn't that a little too much action?
I disagree. I think I'm seeing the field much better than I ever have before because I'm looking at all these things, and I'm seeing the field like Bear Down does now.
At what point is enough enough? Don't you think that's a little too much, though, Mikey?
Well, here's the big question. Were cocktails involved yesterday? I'm sure there was a couple cocktails. When cocktails get involved, the mind just really – it opens up to the point where you really – it you know – what is enough action at that point? There really isn't enough action to be had. But rattling off those picks, I like the Aaron Jones play over 12 and a half carries. Did that hit, Cuts, or it missed?
No, he missed. They only gave him six carries. And quite frankly, to be honest, that's why I'm mad at LaFleur, because he needs the ball more.
They love this AJ Dillon, man.
I like him too, but they got to get back to, like, you remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they had Mike Alstott and Ward Dunn? They worked so good. Like, one guy would get two, three carries, and then they throw Alstott in for the short yardage and he bulldozes his way. You can't just go one whole series with AJ Dillon for fucking six carries. You don't even give Aaron Jones a ball. They've signed this guy to a big contract.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that do you feel that you understand the cold cuts now more than ever? Because I more do feel, ever. Yeah, I feel like you two are very much in sync. I really do. More than ever. I really do. And to be quite
I have frank, only one word: simpatico. We're very simpatico. We're in perfect synchronous tandem right now.
I'll go to war for Mikey V right now. Mikey V is my guy. I will go to war for this young man, and I think that the picks are only going to get better as the more that we get in cadence. My sadness is there's only 4 weeks left of the regular season.
Playoffs, Joseph, the playoffs. Don't forget the playoffs. We got the playoffs. We're going to fire in the playoffs. Three wild card games, divisional games. We should do
something special for the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's going to, yeah. Yeah,
we got to do something real big for the Super Bowl, Bob.
It's going to be action packed. And yeah, I mean, look, I think we're more in sync than ever. I think the podcast is more in sync than ever. Stay tuned for the picks, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to keep rattling them off. Mikey Bear Down, it is time now. We're going to have to go ahead and go to our Ask Bear Down Cuts, Joey Cold Cuts, and Bob question of the week. Gentlemen, are we ready for a top five this week?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Today's
top. I'd like to go first on this one, Bob.
Joe, would you just for 2 seconds, can I at least, would you just 2 seconds, man? 2 seconds. Can I tell the top five?
You may.
Top five cocktails. We'll start with you, Joseph. What is the top five cocktails that you'd like to put out there
today? I just wanted to start first because this is my area of expertise, Bob. The last 2 weeks have gone last.
Wait, Bob, do we have any ground rules? What's off limits here?
Top five cocktails, no beer, no wine. And before we actually even get into that, I think it's preposterous, but I would like to put out on the table that from the last, since we have had Hastrider on the graphics, was when we started these top fives, I am 2 for the last 2, okay? Which is, if you look at from the fan response, which is top five athletes you would let date your sister, and then top five fast food items, clearly overwhelming response for Bob on the last two. So I would like to go on the record and say that I'm 2-0. And with that, Cold Cuts, I'd let you go ahead with the cocktails.
I told you what I want you to do. Fassbender this time, I hope he does not put whose picks are who. I don't want to see, because you just said, you mentioned the fans. You have legitimate fans who would go to war and pick your picks, even if they're not the best picks. I want an objective vote, 3 categories, no names. And at the end of, like, say, a day of voting or 2 days, you can put on the story whose picks were who. Bear Down, are you opposed to that?
I think you have to give Bob somewhat of a handicap.
Yeah.
He's going to get some people automatically vote for him. He insists that they will just be, he trusts them and that they'll be unbiased. I agree to some extent. Some of the followers are very unbiased and they will go after Bob. I've seen them go after Bob hard. I've seen them go after Bob very hard, some of his most loyal followers. However, I have seen some of these comments. Oh, Bob. This is the greatest list I've ever seen. Oh, Bob. Oh. That makes me want to vomit.
Look, if that's what you really want, I think it's ridiculous because I think they call it like they see it, especially in the top fives. And I think my fans are your fans. And I do believe that they're going to hold you accountable based on your top fives. Bear Down on the top five sister, the athlete you'd let date your sister. There was never a chance he was going to win that. There was never a chance. I think they call it like they see it. And I think that's what you're going to get here. If you do want to have it to where we do it that way, Cutsy, that could be your first call to Fassbender.
Oh, I will be on the phone with Fassbender. I think this is a no-brainer. I just think Bob, it will be an objective. No one will know whose picks are who. So you're literally just betting on what you think is the best. And you do have critics who will go hard against me because I'm Joey Coldcuts. And I think that that comes into play sometimes.
You're no villain.
I'm not a villain, Bob, but people, I'm the punching bag sometimes, Bob. And so people, oh, Cutsy's picks suck.
Top five cocktails, Joseph DeMar. Let it rip. All right. His personal preference.
I'm going to give you five that I think are exceptional drinks.
This is okay. A game. You should win this top five, by the way.
I should win this top five. And I'm taking this one seriously. I've actually prepared. I've written down my answers. I'm ready for this one. Okay. So if you don't like one of the picks I make, please call me on it. I think that I deserve to be called on it. But here we go. Starting at five.
One being the highest.
Five, we are going to go with a drink that I think you can use pretty much any time. I think it goes down very smooth. I love that. I will say that it's served in a copper mug, and that is the Moscow Mule. The Moscow Mule is a great drink. You hold that copper mug, you feel a little more powerful. You really do. You get a little bit of just that feeling inside. It goes down nice and easy. Love me a good ginger beer. Moscow Mule at five. Number four is going to be for a night when I know I'm going out big. And I know I'm going to have a big night and I'm going to throw a couple of these puppies down before we really get the action started, maybe before a big dinner. Number four, we're going with the vodka martini. I like mine dirty. Give me the blue cheese stuffed olives in those just to top it all up. That's a number four. And I tell you what, Bob, those things will wet your whistle. They'll get you feeling real good. And you can transition to wine after. You can transition to another cocktail. They're the base. It's pure booze. It's just the way to go. Number four, the dirty martini.
Wait, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Are you opposed to that?
Yeah, no. You're good.
When I tell you not at all, not at all.
Okay. Number three, we're going with one of the most classic cocktails in the cocktail kingdom. Give me a proper old fashioned. Okay. An old fashioned, it's not for everybody. Okay. So someone like you, Bob, who can't really handle strong liquor, it might not be for you. For me, a good whiskey, old fashioned, it hits just a little bit harder. Give me a little smoked one. You could throw it in. There's a lot of different variations, but the old fashioned number three has to be at its place. Number two. And I think coming from an Italian descent, okay, this is something I grew up drinking. It might not be for everybody, but this hits close to home. And Mikey V, I think you're going to agree with this. And Bob will too. The Negroni at two, I think is an exceptional play. And I think it's an undervalued, underrated cocktail because a lot of people don't know about it, which is a shame because it really bites down hard. And it's good. It tastes good. You throw a little orange peel in there. You fucking call it a day and it will slap. A couple of those, you put them back. You'll be feeling real nice and liquored in no time. And at number one, okay, number one, this is a drink that I will say, Bob, I basically transitioned this to Bobby. I showed him this cocktail. This was something I drank. And now Bob doesn't drink anything but it. The espresso martini at one, I think is one of the most, it's just a great cocktail. You can have it in a high-end spot. You can have it just casually. The liquor gets you going, and then the espresso also shoots you up with a dose of energy. Give me the espresso martini at one. That's my list, gentlemen.
I like the list. I like the list a lot. I really do. Bear Down, I believe you do too. I have, from my end, no complaints with the list whatsoever.
Nope. And no, not at all. You'll see. I mean, mine is very, very similar.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take the reins here, Bear Down, and then we're gonna close off with your top five. Number five, I'm actually gonna be going with the margarita. I think margaritas scream good times. I think you could do a lot of things with the margarita. I think it's very well known. I think you got to take into account just kind of the iconic drink that it is, margarita, maybe the one of the more well-known drinks out there. I got margarita at five. Go ahead and give me the Moscow Mule at four. Katsi, I agree with you. Something about that copper mug, just there's something about it. Love a good Moscow Mule. Always have, always will. And again, that copper mug is key. If it's not in the copper mug, it's a total different drink. Number three, I'm going to throw you guys off on this one. I'm actually going with the drink of golf, without question, one of the best drinks out there. Big shout out to the 4Play boys, because 4Play over at Barstool Sports, they brought this thing to life. They sell the mixer. It is the best drink on the golf course. I love it. It's a transfusion. Transfusions are money. The problem with the transfusion, you can't really get it at a nice place for dinner. It pretty much just is a golf drink. But again, big shout out to the 4Play pod, Frankie Borelli and the boys transfusion at three. Number two, this is another thing that Cutsy really kind of introduced to me that I can't get enough of. Give me the Negroni at two. Absolutely. Oh, nice. Love me a Negroni. Every single day of the week, I got no issue with it. Negroni at two. And then number one, Cutsy, I'm right there with you. I'm going espresso martini at one. And I actually like the espresso martini to start the dinner. I like it prior to getting the meal. It gets me up, ready to go. Maybe I backdoor it with another espresso martini after dinner, but I like the pre-dinner espresso martini. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we head on over. Cold Cuts, can I get a little bit of a drum roll, please? Mikey V, top five cocktails, the $5,000 man.
There's only two variations really in this list. I'm so on par with exactly what you guys are talking about in a lot of different aspects. Number five, though, is a new one. Nobody has said it. I'm going to say it. Everyone knows I'm a mint guy. I am a mint guy through and through. Love mint.
Mojito.
The clean summer drink that is the mojito. The mint love mojito, that when done right, is such a clean, beautiful summertime cocktail. Give me the mojito at number five. At number four, I'm following in Bob's footsteps. I'm going to get a little bit more detailed, though. Number four, I'm going to go with the Margie, not frozen, on the rocks, salted rim. On the rocks, I don't like the frozen margarita. I prefer on the rocks. Obviously, give me the top shelf liqueur. I don't want to mess with any.
What's your tequila of choice?
I love Casamigos. If you're not trying to get too extravagant, I think Casamigos is a really good tequila. I'm not a huge, like, it's got to be Patron. I'm not about that. I like a Blanco also. If I'm going to cocktail all night and it's going to be in a mixed kind of a drink, like a margarita, you know, if you're talking about just drinking a straight little drab of tequila, then obviously, you know, the 1942 Don Julio, you cannot go wrong with the 42. But number four, the Margie. Rocks, salted rim. Number three now may put some people up in arms, but number three is going to be my Renegade cocktail. And the Renegade cocktail of choice, if you really got to accelerate the night and you got to go somewhere fast, you cannot go wrong with the Long Island iced tea. In my opinion, the Long Island iced tea will get you exactly where you need to be in a very fast fashion. The LIT at number three for me is a drink that, you know, it's tough for some, but it will get you there. It's a Renegade cocktail.
Renegade just threw that top five right out the window.
The Renegade cocktail. Well, you know what, Bob? I kind of feel like transfusion, it's kind of in that same class where it's like something you're not going to order. Obviously, if you're out at a fancy dinner, I'm not going to order an LIT. But if I'm going out to a bar and I don't want to do a beer, I don't want to do, you know, a vodka, go with the LIT. I think you're going to get exactly where you need to go. Number two is the same number two that everyone here has had. My number two is the Negroni. I think the Negroni is my number one wedding cocktail at weddings. That is my go-to wedding cocktail, because most of the times you're at a really nice venue, and the nicer the venue, the better that cocktail will turn out. Do not go. Do yourself a favor. Don't go to Oxford, Mississippi and order a Negroni. that's something you certainly don't want to do.
And I will say this. It's very hard cocktail to fuck up because you have three equal parts. You have the gin, you have the vermouth, and then you have the Campari. So, and they're equal parts. So it's not like you have to be a mixologist to make it. You just know.
But if you've ever had a bad one, it's really bad. It's really almost undrinkable. Yeah, if the Campari ratio is off. And also, like, don't put... And this will tell you right away if the person who's making it knows. If I see a lemon in it instead of an orange, if I see an orange slice rather than just the rind of the orange, it's the rind of the orange. Yeah. So that's why I say the nicer the venue, the more you could adventure with that.
But can I just add one thing before you go into the one? And maybe I'm off on this, but what I've recently really got on the Negroni train and just love it. what I've come to find is if it's got, I hate if it's got all the crushed ice cubes or just multiple ice cubes, I think it downgrades the drink to where if you've got that one thick ice cube, you know, the big ice cube,
the block. Like a scotch ice cube.
The sphere or the cube.
The sphere is great. I have the sphere at home.
Yeah. Oh, phenomenal.
Yep.
Go ahead, Baird. I'm sorry to interject.
That's okay. You'll be getting some sphere ice cubes at the Bear Down House, Bob.
That's a great trip.
And number one is the martini for me, not the espresso martini, but the traditional vodka martini. I like it up and I like it extra dirty, filthy if possible. And blue cheese stuffed olives,
They're if the game place, changer.
First of all, you ask if they have it, you must get it because that just, I mean, that to me is the ultimate. You could just anytime, it's just the go-to cocktail for me at all times out at a restaurant. There is no other order. Again, one of those cocktails where unfortunately, if it doesn't look cloudy when it comes out, and Joe, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. If it looks too clear, I know it's not going to be good. So it is kind of easy to fuck up. Yeah. It needs to be cloudy, come out ice cold, obviously. And then the blue cheese olives, if the place has that, it puts it over the top. It sends it right over the top.
And you know what? You feel refined when you drink that. You feel like an adult, like you belong. Oh, you could be at a high-end bar or
Joe,
wherever.
You're not talking about a Long Island iced tea, right?
No, confirmed. Not the Long Island iced
tea. I mean, I thought I gave a pretty detailed explanation.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's his list.
The transfusion is, what is that, grape juice and
it's grape juice,
ginger ale, and then vodka.
It's okay, the drink guys, of golf. I mean, it's the drink of golf.
My point is that if you would have put the Long Island at five, I could have perhaps accepted it. But you put it at the top three, you're putting it in the upper echelon of your drinks. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that. But here's the thing about the top five is the top five could be rotated in any which fashion. In my opinion.
No, I don't.
I disagree. I think it's crucial.
The top five is the five as you go up the ladder.
It is my favorite. It's in descending order of favorite. It is descending order of favorite. Yes. In the summertime, my five and my four, probably if I'm out in the summer, get moved up a little bit. But seasonally, overall, it's...
Do you have any other honorable mentions? I have one.
Yeah, we got to do one honorable mention.
Sure.
Bob, do you have an honorable mention that you'd like to add? The problem is half the cocktails I've introduced them to Bear Down. That's the problem. I'll give you an honorable mention. My honorable mention is a summer cocktail. That's why I didn't put it because as much as I do love your mojito, I feel like you're more confined to a summer beverage. My summer cocktail is an Aperol Spritz, and I think it's fucking exceptional. It's refreshing, and you drink it out of a big burgundy wine glass. You fill it with ice. It's delicious, but it's confined only to the summertime beverage. Bob, you got one.
My honorable mention is the Mai Tai.
Mai Tai's a good drink.
I like Bear Down going with the mojito a lot. But I would go, my honorable mention would be the Mai Tai.
And my honorable mention is a summer cocktail also, Joseph, and I'm going to get a really extravagant here, very fruity. Okay. I'm going to go with the Miami Vice, which is of course the half strawberry daiquiri, half pina colada. If you're going to go with a frozen cocktail,
a pina colada. When I go to an exotic destination, the pina colada, if they do it right,
it smacks. And that's why the Miami Vice, the daiquiri plus the pina colada, you have the best of both worlds. You really do.
Another big day for the boys.
Even a bigger day yesterday with the Prize Picks parlay. Bear Down coming plus gold cuts on the back end. We got the parlay out going tonight. Big day for Henry Haasrider. Hopefully Henry Haasrider can continue to deliver. Let's see what he does with the graphic this week. Henry, welcome to the ball club. We're happy to have you there, big fella. That's another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey Bear Down, cuz Joey Cold Cuts. Same time, same place next week. We love you guys. Closing words by our guy, Mikey Bear Down, cuz.
No, it was actually a request for next week because, as we know, next week is a very joyous week. I mean, it's Christmas week next week. It is. It's come just like that. It's here. It's here already. I would request that next week we get into the spirit and perhaps everyone don a ugly sweater or a Christmas pajama of some sort for the show.
I love that a lot. I don't like it. I love it. I really do.
Okay. I have no issues with that.
Christmas episode coming your way, folks. We love you. Oh, we appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.